So I'll try to do that. There's a reason we're here. The commemorative area means so much to us. I'm so glad that Teresa Fitzgerald was able to come here. She was here as the community relations specialist when I got here, and she taught me so much. And we had her retirement event down in the dining facility, but it's a little bit cold today, so I wanted to make people comfortable here. My mom and dad have been just my biggest cheerleaders all my career, and I just can't say enough about them. Then I decided to have my daughter, and they moved with me wherever I was going, and the Army has been just wonderful to me. I had to leave active service because I said they've just been too good. I'm going to have to pay dues someday. I loved public affairs as an enlisted soldier, so this is what I wanted to do, and this is what I was able to do. And I kept getting moved back into garrisons because apparently I do garrisons well. And I don't regret anything about this, and it's just it's time to, you know, spend some time with my daughter. I remember I just had her, and my boss was kind enough back then to allow me to telework back when we didn't telework, and I had a newborn baby spread across my lap, and I was laying out the newspaper. So I really haven't gotten to spend the quality time that I would like with her. So as she goes into her senior year, that'll be really nice. But on the flip side, I know that we're in a tough spot right now, and I enjoy doing what I have been doing. So I've told Scott and Melissa that I'm still here to help, and Katie loves volunteering also, so I see a lot of that in the future. I've had some wonderful opportunities here at Fort McCoy. You know, I've got to see cold weather training when it was going. We did a cold still here, and we had this amazing mission of helping some evacuees come and become new American citizens. And that's probably going to be one of the huge highlights of my life, being able to help people out when they really needed it. It was an amazing thing that this installation pulled together. But I'm excited to spend time with my family, and my dad was able to turn around and come back, and unfortunately my mom says she's done with traveling. So I'll give her a call and let her know what's going on, but I'm so glad that my dad and my daughter were able to be here. And I'm leaving a great team. Mr. Cantlin talks about me going out in the community, but you have to realize I go out with him, and he knows people also because he was raised around here. And then ma'am, being able to have you as my favorite garrison commander is pretty awesome. I appreciate that. And being in front of General McCoy, it just kind of sums it all up. I don't want to take any more of your time, so I'm going to just say thank you guys so much. And I didn't tear up like I did at yours. Well, sorry.
Hey, Tanya, thank you so much.